County Antrim couple have contacted the Nolan Show. Their family say there was a threat daubed in white paint outside their front door on Tuesday night. We are not revealing their identity or where they live, but we have spoken to the woman's mother, who says she believes they've been targeted because they have what they are perceived to be Catholic names, even though they are both Protestant. The mother says the couple are terrified and they've hit out at the PSNI for not doing enough to help them. I spoke to Susan, not her real name, yesterday and asked her what happened.
Well, last night my daughter and her partner left their home to go and get some coffee. They were away from home a very, very short amount of time and came back to find the front of their home had been spray painted with their names, telling them that they had 24 hours to get out of the property. Now, they called the police and 999 because they were so terrified. They didn't know what had happened, where it had come from. And the police actually took 1 hour to respond to a 999 call.
So there's a slogan on the outside of their home.
Yes.
And it says what?
It mentions their names.
Sure. And then what?
And it says 24 hours to get out.
And this,
that's it.
And this is a direct threat. And the police take an hour to do what?
An hour to actually come out to the property. They're living in a very Protestant area. They both have Catholic names, which would be perceived to be Catholic names, but they're not Catholic. Now, they've been left very vulnerable. The police came out and said that there was really nothing that they could do. They advised them to go outside and scrub the paint off themselves, saying that there was no one else that could do that for them. They didn't offer them any extra protection whatsoever.
Did well, presumably the police offered them protection while they would be scrubbing it off the wall.
No, they didn't. They said they would have to go, but they advised them to go and scrub the paint off. Now, this is night time. They've had a threat. They don't know where the threats come from. And they're telling them to stand outside and scrub off paint, totally unprotected.
What time of night was it?
Something wrong there. Well, I mean, they left the home about 9:45 and came back 10:15.
Is that at night?
Yep. Phoned the police immediately. Obviously, they were back and forth on the phone to me and other people because they're so terrified. And I was on the phone with them when the police arrived at 11:15.
Did the police give them any security advice, advise them whether, you know, whether they should move out of their home temporarily or not? Did the police offer any
advice? They gave
advice?
Them a booklet on how to keep themselves safe. And they asked them if they had anywhere else to go for the night. Well, they didn't. I mean, I live quite a distance away from them. They could have come down here. But at the end of the day, it's so far away and it was so late at night, they didn't know what to do, whether to stay or go. They're also worried about their property. It's a rented property, but they don't want, obviously, anything happening to that either. So they were sort of in a catch-22 situation and got no sleep at all. I mean, it just seems to me, I actually made a call through to ask to speak to the duty inspector or the duty sergeant who covered the area, because I couldn't believe what had happened. And apparently I wasn't important enough to speak to them. A lady, a very helpful and nice lady, I must say, called back from the 101 service and told me that they just didn't have the resources to cover that area. And previous to my daughter and her partner making the call, a life or death situation, as she said, was called in and they had to respond to that. So they couldn't get to that incident. And in her words, they were safe anyway. She was very, very honest. She said they just don't have the resources. So, I mean, my argument is, I mean, there's CCTV that covers that whole area. So if they don't have the resources, is anyone going to go and collect that CCTV? Because obviously this person, whoever did this, or people, will be caught on that. But if they don't have the resources, are they even going to bother to get it? It seems to me, Stephen, that we're in a lawless society. You can do whatever you like. They're trying to get on with their lives, but it seems that they can't do so and that there's no one to protect them whenever. I mean, I would see this as a hate crime.
It's outrageous.
I think this is a hate crime.
It's
and
outrageous.
I think it deserves more recognition than it's getting.
And you tell me that, okay, so here's a threat on people you love.
Yeah.
You're trying to talk to the duty sergeant, and are you telling me they said to you he's no time to talk to you?
Well, they said that we would need to know more about that. People don't just get put through to the duty sergeant or the duty inspector. So I gave him the bare bones of what had happened and my concerns. And then I was called. In fact, they tried to put me through, and the number rang on and then rang out. And so, I mean, I just hung up at this stage. It was totally in despair. And then the 101 service caught me back. But it was just a 101 operator. It wasn't anyone from the police.
And is there anybody supporting you today from the police? Is there any?
No, they said they would come back sometime.
Is there any protection around your home tonight?
Well, my daughter's...
Your daughter's home?
No, there's no... As far as I know, there's no protection. They just don't have the resources to do that sort of thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they don't have it.
So there's a... Someone's gone to the trouble of actually, you know, approaching your daughter's home.
Yeah.
And they have spray-painted a warning.
Yeah.
That she's 24 hours to get out.
Yes.
And within that 24-hour period, in other words, if she stays in that house tonight and there's a threat to intimidate her tonight,
mm-hmm.
and the police have not indicated that they'll be there,
nope.
they've not indicated that they'll do patrols.
Nope.
Honestly?
They said they would try to call by if possible. But
what does that mean?
I don't know. And they've given no time. They don't even know. I mean, they said they would come back to see them, but they haven't given a definite time. I mean, that could be maybe this side of Christmas, maybe the other side. I don't know. There's just no indication of when.
Have they got it? Have they got the slogan taken off the wall?
No, they haven't, because the two of them are too scared to go out and do that. Myself and my partner are going to go up and sit with them and obviously stay with them, because you can't have them being there by themselves. But at the end of the day, I mean, there is no protection. Basically, if someone comes tonight to do whatever, it will be us against them. I mean, is there any hope for this country at all? I just can't see it.
Are they genuinely frightened for their safety?
Really, really frightened. I mean, he is English. He's already in an alien situation, you know. They don't bother anyone. Most of their neighbours would be elderly. They take the bins out for them. They're, you know, there's no enemies that I know of. So I just do not understand why they've been targeted. The only thing I can think of is their names, because they both have names that we'd perceive to be Catholic, but they're not. So, I mean, is this what we're reduced to?
I think in these circumstances, it would be difficult for the police, wouldn't it, to provide 24-hour protection,
oh,
all right?
Oh, you understand that, yeah.
But what they've done, is that enough? Just saying we'll be back sometime? You receive a threat, we'll be back sometime?
No guarantees of safety. I suppose nobody can guarantee that. But it's this CCTV camera as well. What, I mean, are they actually going to get that footage before it's too late? You know, really, are they even bothered at all? I'm feeling quite disgusted this morning, as well as extremely worried, terrified, absolutely terrified. At the end of the day, it looks like they'll have to leave the home, because how could you live there after this?
That means the Wasters win.
Well, they do, but what can you do? You can't sacrifice your life.
I think we need to urgently, which we will do, contact the PSNI this morning.
Thank you.
And ask them, is this an appropriate response? Is this community policing? Is this a police force, you know, understanding what it feels like for your daughter and her husband to get a threat? And, you know, what an...
Yeah. And is this a hate crime? Is it? I would regard it as being so. I mean, it really, really seems to be. There seems to be a lot of hatred there from people that they don't know, who don't know them. I mean, what is it about?
Well, quite a lot of your reaction coming in this morning. 030 30 80 55 55. Tom in Belfast. Morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Stephen. Good morning.
Well, it's desperate what's happened to that family, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely disgusting. You know, absolutely disgusting. That girl, you know, she was very upset. She couldn't stay in the house. She couldn't take a chance with all her children and her family. But I heard her saying, she said she had a Catholic name. No such thing as a Catholic name. She's an Irish name. I have an Irish name too, you know what I mean? She's got an Irish name. There's no such thing as a Catholic name. Hello?
Yes, no, I'm listening
and,
to you.
You know, people from
I think what she was saying, it would be perceived as, and that's why she might think that they're targeting.
Correct, Stephen, 100%. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous what that girl's going through. You know, absolutely.
But what can the police do? I think it's clear that family expected, one, the police not to say we'll be back sometime, but to actually tell them when they're coming back. Then, you know, if something like that happens, you're frightened for the short term and then you get on with your life. But for the police, according to that family, not to say, look, we'll step up patrols tomorrow night, etc., etc. Now, the police have said in a statement that they did provide advice and guidance with regard to their safety. The family say what that was the police handed them a leaflet. The police say a trawl for local CCTV has been carried out, along with a search of the area. At this time, they say that no motive has been established. And they say local officers were tasked to provide increased passing attention to the area, and the local neighbourhood policing team has been made aware. But what they're not saying is they didn't pass this on to the family, according to the family.
It's so unbelievable. You know, the police took an order to come out. I mean, that is a threat. That is a serious, serious threat to that family.
24 hours to get out of your house.
Absolutely terrible. What are these people thinking about? You know, obviously they're brainless. What are they thinking about? Just because somebody's got a name? Oh, aye, they're a Protestant, they're a Catholic. It's an impossibility in Northern Ireland to say if you're what religion you are through your name, because everybody's got different names in Northern Ireland. And some people have Irish names.
Is Nolan English an Irish name? I don't. What is Nolan?
Nolan, I don't know. It could be Irish because you know the Nolan sisters, they're Irish.
And then the police say then at the end of this statement, the removal of graffiti is not a matter for the PSNI.
Well, I've seen them doing it. I've seen the police where I live. I've seen people putting graffiti up. Neighbours.
Yeah, but the police saying it's not a matter for them.
So probably not at the end of the day.
I don't think there's anyone asking the police to put on their overalls and get up with a sponge and start washing.
Not.
But if that family wanted to do it, do the police not think it might be for them to provide a bit of security around that family?
Of course.
Or at least reassure them? What do they mean the removal of graffiti is not a matter for them?
Oh, yeah, it is. You're right what you say. You're not asking them to come out and do it, but they can get it done through the councils and that there. They can, you know, get it done inside an hour to get that took off. Like, there's no problem there. I really do feel sorry for that family. Yeah. Like, I really do.
Stay there, because I think Graham disagrees with you. Morning, Graham.
Good morning, Stephen. First of all, let me start my conversation with it. I utterly condemn any intimidation whatsoever. But I'm also, the lady said she was disgusted, but I'm also disgusted. But I'm going to go off on a slight tangent. And the fact that I'm disgusted that anybody thought that this was a 999 call. I'm disgusted the fact that they're not happy with an hour response time. A 999 call is ridiculous for that. An hour's response time is probably very good. Does this lady not know that they prioritize real calls where people might be in danger, or people
you're
who
having a laugh,
accidents?
Right? You're having,
I never heard of like that in my life.
What? Someone being told to get out of their house. Someone being told to get out of their house within 24 hours is. Someone being told get out within the next 24 hours.
That is not a 999 call.
Are you
that
serious?
That is a 101 call. Absolutely, that is not an emergency, and the calls are prioritized. And
people threatening.
Let me just interrupt you one moment. The head of InvestNI, Alistair Hamilton, has resigned. We can confirm this this morning, and we will have more news on this very, very shortly. I bumped into Alistair at about 10 to 9 this morning, and I got stuck in a car park, but that's another story. InvestNI has confirmed to the Nolan Show that Alistair Hamilton, he's the head of InvestNI in Northern Ireland, has resigned. And clearly, People will be wondering why. These are open questions, but there will be chatter. Is it anything to do with Brexit? Is it anything to do with the economic outlook on Northern Ireland? Does he think he can't bring it any further? Or has he got another big job that he wants to move on to? Alistair Hamilton, the head of InvestNI in Northern Ireland, has resigned. Carry on, Graham.
Right, Stephen. Secondly, or thirdly, I should say, police are not responsible for removing graffiti. Yes, they can task other agencies, and that probably would have been done within 24 hours. They don't have emergency ones because it's not an emergency. And police do not have time to stand and wait while the house owner or the person who rents the house cleans it because they have other duties. We have a limited amount of police and a lot of crime. They have to prioritise. Standing watching somebody wash off the wall is one thing. And I also think this, to be quite honest with you, this lady got her sort of in her undergarments in a bit of a twist. When she didn't get the response she wanted, she just lifted the phone and rang for the duty inspector.
Tom, well,
fair enough.
If it was
a serious crime, I understand that. But it's not
absolutely
a serious crime.
I don't know how you can say that. I can't believe you.
Hold on now, Graham. Listen to what Tom tells you.
Assaulted.
I can't believe what you're saying there. I really can't. You say that is not a threat. And it's not a 999 call. Of course it is.
That is a slogan on a wall, and it's probably done, if it was if you had the window put through and a firebomb, we could have seen a 999, but a slogan on a wall of paint,
It's not a slogan on a wall. It's not a slogan on the wall. It's at her house. It's not at the gable wall. It's at her property.
It's criminal damage, probably. It's not going to probably go beyond that, and if it does, then they could take appropriate action. The police, in my opinion...
Well, they take appropriate action after?
Absolutely. Stephen, I have to go here. I'll see you, bye.
Barry next. Yeah. Morning, Barry.
I think Graham's attitude is unbelievable, but he's obviously a schoolboy who went to Methody or...
Here we go. Attack Graham.
Hold on, Graham. Will you be quiet?
Hold on.
Let's let Barry make his point.
I'm going to keep quiet for a wee minute, son.
Would you just say please?
Graham, your attitude is unbelievable. Of course it's a 999 call.
Attack what I'm talking about, not me.
Of course it's a 999 call.
Right now, you two, stop. No, stop. Stop.
Just be quiet.
Listen, you two. No. Both of you stop 1 minute. Now, I was up late last night. That means I'm tired and grumpy on a Thursday morning. Do not wake me up. Now, Barry, you can speak now. Go ahead.
He obviously doesn't understand. He doesn't live in the estates which are controlled by paramilitaries of both sides. You only have to look at that house up in West Belfast. It was absolutely trash day after day. There was no police protection, and the people were eventually burnt out. There were shooting incidents. If somebody raids on your house in these estates, you have 24 hours to get out. It's going to be met by either the house on fire the next day or a shooting incident or something. And he doesn't think it's a 999 call. The guy lives...
Oh, really, Barry? Really? You went from a slogan on a wall to somebody's going to be burned out and the house will be wrecked the following day. Where's your evidence for that?
You don't understand.
You're being alarmist.
Yeah, having a clue. I don't know what country you live in.
What do you think, Barry? Hold on a minute, Graham. Barry, what do you think the police should have done? So they can't stay somewhere, round the clock. What should the police have done?
They're obliged to go and get the council to remove the graffiti.
Well, that's not for the police to do, is it?
They should be offering passing attention.
Well, they did. They said in their statement they did.
Our crews will come past your house as their other duties allow them to.
Let me interrupt you again, because we've just got hold of a statement from Alistair Hamilton. He was he announced his resignation. Key figure, Alistair Hamilton, in Northern Ireland, because he's the chief executive of InvestNI. Here's what Alistair has told us. He says, "I have thoroughly enjoyed my time at InvestNI and count it a great privilege to have been able to serve the organisation and my home country in such a significant role. There is never a good time to leave such a position, but it has been my intention to step down after 10 years in the post, which would be during 2019. I intend to explore new opportunities and further expand my other areas of interest. And Alistair has advised the board that he will remain in post for a period of time to enable the process to recruit a new chief executive and a smooth transition to be included. And we understand that the board will now start that process in the near future. Superintendent Sue Steen has joined us this morning, the District Commander for Antrim and Newton Abbey. Good morning to you, Sue.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So here's a family, graffiti written outside their house, and they claim that when your colleagues went out to see them, they didn't tell them when they were going to come back, just we're going to come back sometime, and this family are still frightened.
Okay. I appreciate that this has been an upsetting incident for the family, and I can completely understand that. What I will say is that we have acted on the information that we were provided with. We went out at the time. We have an investigation ongoing. We're paying passing attention to the property. And the couple were contacted on a couple of occasions over the past 24 hours, including yesterday evening, just to get any more information and trying to provide them with some reassurance. And we're also working with other partners to try and get that graffiti removed, because I'm sure it continues to be upsetting for them.
You are working with other partners? Because the statement you sent to the Nolan Show said the removal of graffiti is not a matter for the PSNI.
Well, it is not a matter for the PSNI. However, in a case like this, I think it's absolutely appropriate to attempt to work with other partners to remove graffiti of this sort.
Why didn't you say that yesterday?
I don't know.
Because yesterday the position of the police was the removal of graffiti was nothing to do with you. Now, after it's been broadcast for 20 minutes, you're working with your partners to help them.
Well, we actually were trying to do something yesterday evening, but...
Yesterday evening, after this programme had contacted you.
Okay.
But it shouldn't take a radio programme to get you to help people in the community.
I completely understand that. I have to accept that the removal of graffiti is not a matter for PSNI. This should have been followed up yesterday. I personally would have preferred that this was done yesterday. It wasn't, and we're trying to make amends and get that removed today, because I do understand that it's upsetting for the couple involved, and I don't want to cause them any more upset.
Well, fair enough. And you can't protect a property 24 hours a day. We get that. We understand that. That's common sense. And does this happen often? People being, graffiti on people's homes?
No, it doesn't. And my understanding is that this has never happened to this couple before. We haven't established a motive. And it's unusual for the district, and it is unusual for this area. But I want the couple to know, and I want the community to know, that we'll continue to investigate this and to make sure that incidents of this sort are kept to a minimum as far as we possibly can. But to answer your question, it's an unusual occurrence.
And when just something that confused me, Sue, obviously it's shocking, if any of us went home and, someone's gone to the extent of spraying this on the front wall of your house, okay?
Yes.
That's terrifying for anyone. So would it be normal for the police to reassure someone that they will at least be around the area, or they'll step up a patrol? This couple are saying they were just told we'll be back sometime. Is that following police protocol?
I think my expectation would have been that the couple would have been provided with as much reassurance as possible, knowing that and accepting that this would have been very frightening for them. However, we have to act on the information that we're provided with, and that passing attention was in place. Whether or not it was implicit with the couple involved or not, that did happen overnight on the evening in question and continues to happen.
Sue, we appreciate you coming on today. And
not at all.
So what reassurance can you give this family now if they're listening? I know they are listening. What can you say to them?
Well, we're very happy to have another conversation with them around what other support they feel that they need from police. We are working, as I say, with partners this morning to ensure that we get that graffiti removed as quickly as we possibly can for them. And we'll try and provide any other support that we can. What I would say is that I just repeat that if there is anybody in the community that saw anything or that can help us with our inquiries, we'd really appreciate them getting in touch with Newton Abbey Station.
And do you know what time this happened? Have you any of those details that might help people if they saw someone? Oh, I can see this, sorry. The report was received. Well, that's what time the report was received.
10:37 p.m. the night before last, so that would have been Tuesday evening.
Okay. Listen, we do appreciate you coming on, Sue. So thank you very much indeed for doing so. Thank you. Here's the news at 9:30.